All right, everyone, final first 60 video. So 60 days, how'd it go? That's the question, right? We want to see, like, we want to use the end of this as a way to be like, what did I learn the last 60 days? So if I was you, here's how I would roll. I would watch this video. And if I was in the Facebook group, I would reply back with, here's one thing I learned in the last 60 days about me that I love. Here's one thing I learned in the past 60 days that I would like to change for the next 60 days. And my next 60-day goal is to. And then when you do the is to, I want you to think more about than just losing weight. I want you to think about, like, what do I want to change? Like, do I want to do 60 more days of plans and this time go from doing it some of the time to, like, I'm just going to 100% go all in on planning just to see what it would be like to finish 60 days all in on my planning. Whatever it is, whatever your goal is, I want you to think about, like, what actionable goals could you set for yourself for 60 days? Like, is it to do the no BS again? Is it to start a walking habit? Is it to really focus on the hunger scale for 60 days? Like, really challenge yourself. The first 30 days, it's all about my negative two. The next 60 days will be all about my plus two. Whatever it is, I like to think about your weight loss journey is more about challenging yourself in actionable ways. When I think about my weight loss journey, that is what I did. I didn't focus on numbers. Numbers were great, but numbers didn't tell me what to do each day. So when I knew that I was going to walk every day for 60 days, I knew exactly what that meant. That every day I had to show up. I had to learn how to do something when I didn't want to. I had to push through self-doubt. I had to do it when it wasn't exciting. The motivating days were easy. The unmotivating days were the ones I had to, like, challenge my thinking. When I would go into the gym, guess what? I was there to walk. And I would have fear about what other people would think about me. That was my opportunity to work on my mindset around being more concerned about what I was thinking about myself and allowing other people to have their own thoughts and opinions and to tell myself, their thoughts are none of my business. That is what actionable goals do for you. They help you figure out all the little things that you need to work on that change you as a person. Because when you start changing as a person, when you start changing how you think and show up, guess what? That scale comes right along for the ride. It just does. So I want you to think about, what did you learn? No beating myself up. How do I want to show up even better the next 60 days? Keep your focus on what you learned and how it's going to help you get to where you want to go. What do you need to be doing to get to where you want to go? No going back to your past and beating yourself up. It's such a waste of time. Such a waste of time. Okay. Let us know what you think. And congratulations on finishing the first 60 days challenge.